The Blüthner reflects moods. Day and night and a mystical twilight slumber within it. It whispers the sweetest secrets and echoes with the thunder of the mountains. With these words, the Austrian pianist and composer Josef Pembauer praised the sound of a grand piano crafted here in Leipzig's Western District. When Julius Ferdinand Blüthner founded his piano factory in 1853 on the site of today's Central Harbour, he initially employed just 3 people. But business flourished in this growing hub of music and commerce, and Blüthner pianos could soon be heard in the city's salons.
Oh, I see the lady of the house herself is playing today.
Ever since they got the new Blüthner, she insists on playing it herself.
No respectable household should be without one these days.
Do you know what gives it that unmistakable sound?
Do tell me.
The aliquot system. Blüthner has now taken out a patent for it. In the upper treble, each note has a 4th, higher pitch string. The hammer doesn't strike this extra string. It simply resonates with the others. Can you hear it? That's what creates that warm brilliance in the overtones.
Well, I never.
The sound could soon be heard in the city's finest homes. In the second half of the 19th century, a prosperous and educated middle class emerged in Leipzig. Salon culture became central to middle-class social life, and playing music on the family piano was considered good form. The salons were usually organized by the women of the household, known as salonières. They often played music themselves to show others how cultured the family was. Blüthner's business benefited greatly from this fashion. New factory buildings were constructed, and its first steam engine went into operation in 1870. After Blüthner had become an official supplier to the Royal Court of Saxony, Queen Victoria soon also appointed the company a supplier to the British royal family. This opened the door to the British colonies and the global market. The company's success was crowned by awards at major international exhibitions. Blüthner's factory gradually grew into a world-famous piano manufacturer. The Blüthner was even described as the Stradivarius of pianos. Incidentally, the factory is now located in nearby Großpirsna, close to Lake Sturmtal. You are listening to Franz Liszt's piano arrangement of the Scherzo from Beethoven's 6th Symphony. Liszt performed this arrangement at his first concert in Leipzig in 1840, although of course not yet on a Blüthner piano.